In Detroit, Chrysler announced that its sales dropped and it's trimming back its workforce by laying off up to 10,000 hourly employees. That's in addition to 13,000 layoffs it announced in February. This comes just days after the United Auto Workers promised to protect jobs in a new contract. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Last weekend, union members narrowly ratified a controversial deal with Chrysler. Their leaders put out a booklet of highlights to sell the agreement. The headline read, "Contract Protects UAW Jobs."
I, in a sense, feel slightly hoodwinked by it all.
That's Brett Ward. He drives a forklift at a Chrysler plant outside Detroit, and he's a critic of union leadership.
People were thinking that their jobs were on the line and were, in effect, fooled into thinking that they were protected when there were actually no guarantees whatsoever in the contract.
Christine Morosky, a union spokeswoman, said no one should feel fooled. She said, quote, "Union members are smart. They're aware of the problems in the industry and sales and their impact on jobs. In the contract, Chrysler did commit to billions of dollars worth of investment. But the company said it had to cut jobs because of falling demand. Jason Vines is Chrysler's vice president of communications. He said the company needs to dump models like the Crossfire because not enough people are buying them each year.
Actually, the projections of sales for that vehicle were unrealistically high. It's a limited market for a small two-seat sports car.
What were the projections?
Oh, over 10,000, I think up to 20.
What's it actually selling?
5 to 6.
Under the contract, the company can lay off workers because of reduced demand. Most will be eligible for a buyout package, including a cash payment. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.